Gary Stern joins us now, and just a quick reminder before we put Gary on that today your hometown features Elk Grove Village. We're shining WGN's spotlight on different communities each month, and this time it's Elk Grove Village. We could sign it on your town next. Go to WGNradio.com/your hometown and tell us why we should be telling folks about you. We're sponsored by At Properties and McDonald's, your hometown. So let's visit with one of those businesses. On a phone line, Gary Stern, the chairman and CEO of Stern Pinball, located in Elk Grove Village. Hey, Gary, it's John Williams. How are you today?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having us. Appreciate
it. You guys are the, do I understand correctly, the largest pinball manufacturers in the country or in the world?
In the world. We're about 90% of the pinball market. There are some, you know, other companies that make interesting hobbyists basically making other games, because we have three market segments. We make games for game operators who may put them in family entertainment centers or in bar arcades, which you see all over Chicago now, mm-hmm. or just general bowling alleys, bars, what have, restaurants, what have you. We make games for enthusiast collectors. There's a lot of people who are really into pinball. The IFPA, the International Flipper Pinball Association, ranks 100,000 players in 30 countries. So it's very, you know, they get, some of them get very serious. And then just what we call general home buyers, somebody who just wants a home, a game for the home, especially during COVID. That market took off for us. So we've been very busy here making games for this country, and being as we export about 40% for all over the world.
Once again, another company who, if I said in or out, up or down, pandemic hits, do they prosper? Sounds like the pinball business prospered. Can you talk a little bit about that? What was 2020 like for you guys? You may have had trouble getting parts.
That's more today. So first of all, we were shut down for a short period of time, months. But not, you know, a huge period of time. And then we rehired our production staff. We kept our design staff and what have you. And we kept the production as much as we could. But then we were restarted, and we've increased production to well over the pre-COVID level. Right now we're probably double what we were. We're striving to get to double what we were. We have a lot of back orders, and we're working to fill them. And having said that, we've come out with new games since COVID. We come out with three new, what we call cornerstone games, your main games, our principal games that we make as a the three different versions of each title. They're all licensed titles. We just started The Mandalorian. Now, you know, you talk about parts difficulties and labor difficulties. Certainly, we don't import that much in our games. We make the games here in a 105,000 square foot factory. You know, there's typically 300 plus people in the building on any day. So the parts mostly are made locally, but there are some things that come from overseas that we have. The child on the game custom molded for us, and most toys are made and paint because of the stenciling, the hand painting, made overseas in China. Some of our other parts are China, or the parts that go into printed circuit boards, what have you. Printed circuit boards, the metal parts are all made locally. So we're almost all local sourced.
I'm glad to hear that. American manufacturing done right here in the United States in Elk Grove Village, for that matter.
We're political. We're very proud to be American manufacturers.
I think you get bipartisan support on that. And it must be fun or even fascinating to say, okay, let's design a game and maybe we'll, you know, use the rights from Star Wars and come up with a Mandalorian game or a series of games, or take a rock and roll band like Led Zeppelin and make a Led Zeppelin pinball machine. But I guess the world is your oyster, right? I mean, you could come up with any kind of a design. That must be a very fun part of the job.
Yeah, it certainly is. And all of our titles are licensed. We do rock and roll. We do a lot of Marvel heroes, a lot of Lucas Star Wars. We occasionally do a product. We did Harley Davidson a couple times. So, you know, in the very strong TV shows or series.
Okay, I got an idea for you. Tell me if this is a good one. You do a WGN branded, WGN radio branded pinball machine. And the idea is you get the ball and you hit the flipper and the ball goes up and it lands in Bob Surratt's mouth. And then he holds it there in his mouth. You have to drill him right in the kisser. And then you got to take the next ball. You get, boom, and that's your bonus ball. And you got to hit that free. And then you got two balls going. Do you like my idea?
Yes, we did that mechanical device on Jurassic Park, except as a T-Rex eating the ball.
Right.
But well, when we pick a title, I'll submit that to the group. The sales and marketing people and the design people get together and decide if a title is an appropriate one for us. We only can make use so many different titles, so I'll ask them if that's interesting to them. The key is, will we have a design group whose creative juices flow from the suggestion of a WGN pinball machine?
But I thought you were also going to say maybe you would agree that it also needs to have national or international appeal. So while maybe we could sell three or four of those in Chicago, you need to sell 3,000 or 4,000 of them around the world, right?
That is correct. We do look at what would be attractive throughout
the world.
What's
the price range on these things? For you described the three different tiers, but just how little, how much?
They run from mid $5,000 up to $9,000 for the different versions of them. And we also have a home game. It's not it's a full size playfield, a little bit smaller footprint. And it has an MSRP of $4,600. So figure mid $5,000s to about $9,000 for a pro, a premium, or an LE limited edition, which Mandalorian, there's only 750 limited editions,
wow,
all numbered, signed by the designer with a certificate of authenticity. That my main job is to sign those certificates. And
I'm surprised they aren't more, to be honest with you. I mean, folks are spending that kind of money on bicycles these days and
absolutely
all kinds of premium toys and products. Gary Stern is the chairman and CEO and the chief designer of the WGN Radio Bob Surratt Pinball in the Mouth Pinball Machine at Stern Pinball in Elk Grove Village. It's such a good story to hear, Gary. My best to everybody over there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
sternpinball.com.